Yeah, I think it's time to go the other way. I'm going to drink.
And first thing on the agenda is the interview. So who interviewed would have to be in executive session. So I'll make a motion to go into executive session according to 1 VSA 313A3 to discuss the appointment, employment, or evaluation of a public officer or employee. And we can invite other participants if we see fit. Anybody second that?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so we're in executive session.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so we're going to interview. So Melissa.
Molly.
Geez, you've got too many M's.
Me.
Clayton.
Ricky.
Ricky. Tim. And one interviewer at a time. One interviewee at a time will be in here. So whoever's first. 7:42. Okay, go ahead. Okay, we're back from the executive session where we conducted four interviews this evening. It's 7:42. No decisions were made in the executive session.
I want to make a motion to appoint to the EDU Sports Committee Bryce Niles, Hannah Spear, Julie Gates, Dan Lathrop. Lathrop and Trevor to,
what's his last name?
Bidwell. To EDU Sport based on the interviews.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. So, Melissa, you'll notify the folks. However you get all of them.
I can probably email most of them and I'll just give them the list. This is who's chosen. Does that work?
Yeah, perfect. And we have, I have
you
reason.
Want them to come in at any point to have a short conversation, make sure they read the policy and get the.
Yeah, and that'd be one of the things they need to do that open law thing in here. We decided, right?
And yep, if they want to all attend the next meeting and then we'll go over, make sure that they all understand the policy and conduct an open meeting law. Right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And then at that time we can. But we've adopted this in here, but we can go over it in case we get some changes or anything.
If we need them, yeah.
If we need some changes or whatever at that time, we can go over it there to ratify it or whatever we have to do if we can change it.
Yeah, all right, perfect. Okay, we got number three. We're going to, it says we may or may not discuss the town office addition. I don't know if you guys got any more info on any of that or no.
That does not say may or may not.
Oh, sorry, I made that up.
But you can do what you want.
Well, I did get to call the state, the ones that do the efficiency Vermont. Talked to a nice guy down there. Well, I thought it was them into there because I thought that they had the rules and regulations. They only help you with the rules and regulations. So now I'm back down to, I guess, it's our legislators that have made this thing, is my understanding. And they're like, I can recollect. So I have not had a chance. I did this last Thursday. I done early and before I went to shop, I spent some time getting over and talking to him. And it's pretty much, from what I can take in here, it's R60 in the ceiling. I told him the 24 by 40 in there. Who's on their little computer? It says if you Google this CBES and look up C402.1, condition, space, and buildings. Sidewalls is R25.
Which that?
The sidewalls.
That
rock walls.
Rock wall will meet that spec.
I think he just told you to look up an entire book.
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm. But this, the section, right, C402.1, I think is what he had said. It's his bit, but, and then in the. He split it up into 15 as far as the insulation on the outside wall has to be insulated 15. and above ground, below ground, and above ground was 20. So I just said our 20. Yeah. It didn't make sense to cut the sheet and put the above.
Did you say what page?
What he section? Didn't tell me into there, but.
Oh, God.
Section C402.1.
But. He said I shouldn't tell you this, but there.
Yeah. You're right. There's no cause.
So that's the thing is I tried to figure out who would be, and doesn't seem to be another
that's
one.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is this a legislative recommendation?
I don't know. So I haven't got that far. I was on the phone. This guy was really nice. I was on the phone probably for 45 minutes
with him. Efficiency Vermont.
Tried to figure it out with the Efficiency Vermont.
What was his name?
Chris, and he said we could call him anytime. They'd be able to go. The number, if you want to call yourselves, is 888-921-5990.
I know a guy that works over there.
I'd like just Chris. I just figure if leave one person in the contact, then you don't get.
Yeah.
You don't get.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. I need to know if I want to know. So that's as far as I got with that. Okay, so now it's got to go back to see who. If you got to get a hold of somebody to pull the a permit, other than, because the only thing right now that I know is the fire marshals, the only thing that I know about. So I don't know where that all finds in. And he goes, well, the zip wall's in here. I said, well, we've all been kind of trying to figure out with the tape in here. Well, if we get the insulation, I'm not sure that we may be able to go old school, because we might be able to go, I don't know.
You still get
true.
25 out of it.
Yeah, you do, but 25 is because our rock wall will get you that. But how they get this with the other, with the R19, the way I take it in here. Like I said, I'm not familiar with the zip wall with
zip
the tape.
Wall on the outside, yeah.
But so I said, we've been talking it over. We're just trying to stay away from the air exchange machine, which is really expensive for us to go in here to do the air. I said, we've been talking the kind of the old school. I said, we've had this, I think it was built, you told me, in 1970?
Yeah, early
70. Yeah, 70 in here. And I said, you guys from Fishing Vermont came out. And what I'm being told is this pretty tight old building in here. Things are pretty nice. And I said, you know, you can come in there and breathe and whatever. I said,
walls ain't sweating.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that's what he was talking about in there, because it was R49 up until last year. And so they've jumped it up to R60.
And the steel.
Yeah.
The steel.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that being said in here, I don't see that changing. So I don't know. I guess that you guys or somebody has got to figure out. I think that in there, I sat down on a couple of little Saturdays and Sundays and did the takeoff on material and everything in there. And then I did the concrete on there. And the big savings, as we all assumed, is the concrete part for that vault and doing everything.
We can get away from that. I think we can get into our budget.
So it's up to you guys, whatever you decide. You just got to decide what you're going to do, because if not, then I think you got to just go with the plan, because I don't know where we're going to save other than whatever they were charging us into there for management and all of that, because you're going to have your electrical, you're going to have that makeup machine in the air, and so I don't know where you're going to get it.
Except for the concrete.
The concrete.
Yeah, that's where most of the money was.
Yeah, but... the vault was the reason why we're doing it. The addition is the reason for the vault. We need more vault space. I don't want it so somebody can kick a hole through the sheetrock to get into the vault. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sheetrock is great, but it does... you can bust a hole in it pretty easy.
Yeah. So I think that you're going to... Well, then what you do maybe is that if you're going less, is you got to find the money somewhere else. Or you got to hope that the money market stay up in here, and 5 years from now, the shortfall of 100 and what, about 120,000, it may possibly somewhere. But I got to tell you that I just priced out pressure treated. You don't know how long they're telling the quote's good for? That many days.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Because of the tariff.
I had the contract wrote up, and then I dated it, and I hadn't talked to the guy, and I was going to see him. I said, oh, I guess I better change the date on there. Butch, you're already out of the material list. Is no good already, because I'm 5 days beyond that already. He was telling 5 days, so he's holding it for me. Yeah. Just like the COVID. When it was COVID in there, they sometimes wouldn't even give it to me, say it's good right now. That's it.
How the heck do you price a job?
You don't?
Very difficult.
It's into there. Because this job, I told him, I said, I'm booked up until... Yeah.
Yeah.
This price is only good what the... material,
yeah, subject to material pricing.
And I can't do the job probably until July anyway, so I just said in there, right in the contract is, as I said in here, that I'd have to readdress the job into here and quote it at that time if I've chosen for the contract.
So if we were looking to do the concrete like it was planned, without the blocks, just put the full money outside. Yeah. What do we have to do for insulation far as?
Everything is going to go into there, and this is the rules and regulations.
It's R15,
there, but I think
R25.
And I think that we looked into that.
You said 15 below grade.
No, that's just the foam in there. The foam on the foam in there. So I figured we'd just go with the regular 2.5 inch, whatever. Foam on there is what I thought. That's all. But anyway, he said you'd go 15, and I didn't write it down because I just figured there's a difference between underground and above ground. And I thought, well, that's kind of stupid to cut it off. You're going to have to tape it or something. So.
Well, the other thing is that we'll save money on is we won't have to finish the interior of the basement at all.
Yeah.
That'll cut off.
It'll be concrete.
It'll be concrete. Yeah. You won't have that foam you have to paint or cover up.
I was going to check with Phil to see, you know, just to have him kind of throw out a price of what. I've got the...
Is there one over there on the other side of that box?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so it's right now, what that guy tells you, $300 and something.
You take that in there. We'll go down there. It'll be pretty close to concrete anyway. So if we go down there and do all the walls, we'll go
40, 80, 24.
Yeah, okay. So if you do that for your foundation in there, so you go, that should be...
By eight, then... By 8 inches, 0.75.
Yeah. And then divide that by 27, and I'll give you how many yards of concrete's got, right?
Roughly, because then you still get your four.
But I'm just saying...
But the end wall would be...
Yeah, but I was just trying to get the foundation into there. That's all, right, to see that, what we had.
Divide
by 27, right?
Yeah.
213 yards. Okay. Times $300. 64K.
I did something wrong.
I think I did it right. But I don't know. Let's see if he comes up the same number. Two numbers better than one.
624?
I got 60. $4,000 at $300 a yard.
No.
Divide by 300 then. And then I'll give you the number. 213 and a third yards.
I got 104 times 8.
I usually do it 0.66.
Oh, you're
doing 3/4, right?
Yeah, normally, I did it wrong.
Yeah, you cut by 0.66 is gives you...
I come up with 624 square feet. Divide that by 27.
Yeah.
In the walls, you got 23 yards in the walls.
So you do 23 yards. Write that down if you can on a paper.
23.1111. Call it 24.
Okay. So then we got to go. So you got to multiply 40 times 24. I know it'll be less inside, but I'm going to go in there. And then times 0.33.
40 times 24 times 0.33.
Yeah, divided by 27.
Divided by 27. 11.73333.
Okay, so that should be roughly the yard.
Four inches,
right?
So this is just 12 yards.
Just to give us an idea in there.
12 yards.
And then, so then he's probably going to go with 2 foot by, what are you going to go, 1 foot for the footer? 8 inches high. If you go 2 foot by 1 foot and go the thing, you'll get a footer because you got to do the footer. If you do it, we're just trying to get some figures. That's all. It's going to be easier to figure.
Two times one, which gives you two, times 40.
It's 10 yards.
Divided by 27. About 3 yards.
Okay.
That doesn't sound right.
I don't, because we got to go, you had to go 8, you had to go 40, 80, and 24, whatever that is.
Yeah, that was 104.
Okay, times your 2.
Yeah. 104.
Divided by the 20.
Times 2.
Yeah.
Divided by 27. 7.7, so 8 yards.
Okay. 8 yards. Okay.
Right. So you got 44 yards.
Okay. So now we got that. So there. So now let's just go into there. So
concrete
now we know,
right now is 190.
Is that
without
right?
The vault.
So usually,
without
whatever.
The vault, though.
Huh?
That's without the vault.
Yeah.
That's without the top vault.
Yeah.
That's the bottom vault.
Did we include the inside wall?
Oh, no,
we didn't. No, that's what I was doing separate. Yeah. So now I wanted to, if you're going to go stack that, then you go from here, two floors.
So you need one.
So you got to have 24 times 8 times 2.
Yeah, you need 24
times 3.
Yeah. Times 3.
Because we didn't include the other one.
Yeah, right.
So if you go plus 10, plus 20. Yeah.
24
times 3.
Times 3.
Times 3 times 8.
Yeah.
Don't forget your plus 20.
Yeah.
Times, and then
point,
for the ends.
Times 0.66.
Times 3 times 8 equals 20.
I do that, try to in here, and I can't times do it. Point six, Tim's 24. Doing well. I can't do it on my phone. I get some goddamn memory step on it.
Times.
No, I didn't do that right.
8.
8
times 0.75 divided by 27,
16
yards.
Okay. So well, that's,
that gives you 60 yards.
That doesn't include the two 10-foot walls.
Yep.
On the ends.
Yep.
Or do we include
those? No. You'd only include one. The other one would have a door in it. But.
Yeah. Okay. So it's going to be another probably... another 5 yards, I'd add.
You're just in case. You're 60. Call it 65 yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call it 60.
So that, say just for the weight, because weight concrete going up in here. Say it's $450 a yard with in place.
In place.
Yeah. So I'm just
right now. I talked to a guy the other day, and winter rates right now.
Yeah.
Is 190.
Okay.
Because of the hot water and additives and everything, it's 190.
Yeah.
He says they're going to be dropping it back down. To 180. So if you say $200 a yard, times, so 400 times that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is 450 times that. That's 30,000.
Yeah. That's something different than 100.
Something different than 130.
That's what I'm saying. I think you can build this building with what money we
have.
If we just do the concrete this way, and do the rest of the building, let's keep
those figures, because we're pretty close. I think it'll be perfect, but it's giving us
30?
30 grand, yeah, even. It was 29.6, but 30, because we're kind of ballparking, right?
Yeah.
So if you replace that in the bid, you're down where we can afford it. So that's the bid was 100, the concrete was 130 something thousand dollars for that other structure.
Yeah.
So you're dropping 100 grand right off the bid, so it's 280.
We definitely will be able to do
the lower bidder. It would have ended up being like 285,000.
I think that if we end up and get somebody to GC it and oversee it in here, and like I said, I think we just got to figure it out in here. If you guys are okay in there, just have them, like I said, double, triple top plate, and then bring these rafters up a little bit, cut this and one right off, and leave, and then they get everything all done over there. That then they only take. Whatever, maybe a few days, Melissa might have to miss work in there. Then they come cut the wall out, but they could have everything all done.
It's
over
no
there.
Big deal if the ceilings aren't the same height.
That's what I said. If
the
you
ceilings don't,
care, don't
have to be. The floor needs to be.
Yeah.
The floor does. No, the ceilings don't care. Yeah.
Well, that's what I said before. We were trying to remember. We started out. We wanted it all one plane in there. Wanted it to look good. But I've been thinking about it to save money. Why do you do that? Because like I said, they could double or triple the shoe.
Yeah.
Do triple the top plate, and that gives you your 6-8 inches of whatever you want.
And then you could make it like a beam look on the outside on that back side of it.
And on the back side, you just drop down.
Give
and
come you a place
in,
to hang a look picture. Like a beam, you know. Give you a place to hang a picture.
Yeah. But and then that roof in there, say that you double it up and you got 6 inches into there, that would be perfect because you could put some sidewall flashing on. You put your trim down over and onto the steel. You're done with it. You just got your water run down through there. The trim will be on. You don't have to do anything up there. Yeah. I'm just saying. So that's we could cut back on that. I think being into there on that.
All right. So
you got your insulation. You got to put on the outside of your foundation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you got to add a little, but still.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna be anywhere near what those Mikey blocks or whatever they were gonna cost. And plus, you take that concrete price out, and you're gonna take out all the finish work in the basement.
Yeah.
Right. We don't need any sheetrock.
We're not fancy. We can buy if you want to put it white into there. It's not as cheap. That ugly. They make it ugly, so if you want, it's not. You don't have to seal it, but you put that on there, and that stuff is really good. It seals up everything into there.
Seals up the concrete.
It doesn't let because that ugly. They call it in here, but for concrete in here, and it's supposed to stop the mold and
it's
stuff.
A rubber, it's a rubberized thing.
That works good. That stuff. So yeah, it sounds like we're making some headway.
I was gonna. I got the plans and the town truck. And I was going to check with Phil. I talked to Stanley a little bit, and he told me to check with McAllister up here in Newport. Yeah. He said they're wicked cheap on doing the work, and said he don't think anybody can beat them.
Yeah.
And they do excellent work. Yeah.
They do excellent work.
But if we can get ourselves to meet, trying to figure out where we're getting. I've been doing a lot of things. I'm just saying that either we just wait and try to either take it from somewhere else or we do the money, but I think...
Between the difference in the cement and the not having to finish the basement, I think you're probably down in where we can afford to do the things.
Yeah, and then like I said, in here, we get in here and we can figure out in here, we don't care if there's a beam down the middle, there's a beam down through this one down in here. So if we can go on there and then the TGIs are really expensive in here, what can we get by with when they send it out? They can send it out their engineer, aren't they? So do it have the 8 inches on that we don't, you know what I mean? What difference it make into there? But if we can save, $500 there, okay?
Yeah.
You know,
every little bit helps.
Right.
You put that beam down the middle, and then you just got to have your two
Fortress by, is just going
to probably have to be 2x10s on 16.
They'd be the same as this board. They'd match this right up through here.
Yeah. It'd be 100, but it's got to be 100 pounds a square. Yeah. And I think this has to be two, and I think it already is. It's 2x10s.
This probably didn't meet code.
This is 2x6, and this is 16 on center, I believe.
Yeah, but it's 2x8, right?
2x10. It's the same thing.
Is it 2x10? Yeah. I think so.
That'll have to be 2x12 to bump that up to the 100 pounds.
Yeah.
I think. I got a book. I can look that shit up.
But I think that how you can get a buy-in is like I was saying, that I think instead of it being 16, it's a foot or 8 inches on center.
Oh, yeah.
Because that gives you your space and your thing on there.
Yeah, and RK or any of these lumber places to be able to. Yeah. Whether you need what you need
for material
that's right. They'll tell you.
So I had sent it out, but I didn't ask him to do it because I didn't want him to waste his time on the material. But I sent out a material list there to send and figured up all the what I thought the four joists or all the studs were going to be in here and what the trusses are going to be and just with regular CDX fir plywood because I think we can buy that if they're going to go for that the 25 if we get that insulation in there.
Rockwell,
so then we still put this fir plywood on so maybe we get a little fresh air and
we do have a building maintenance fund money available there which when we're doing the siding and stuff
we can use that going some of this stuff in here.
Yeah.
To take it out of the major.
And we had a little money from Efficiency Vermont or whatever that was, right? That they came out. We got a little money for that. But then I just so that if they were able to contend and get that part done, it wouldn't be quite as much as a mess for you. And then once they got that pretty close to done over there, we're able to go, and they got through the wall, so you can
move over there.
Move over there, and they could come through into this, and they could put the quick wall or put plastic down in there. There'll be an outdoor to get in and out over there, so you won't have to go back and forth in there. But I don't know any other way how they're going to get it unless we raise taxes to try to go in it, or we take the money from somewhere else, or you leave it 5 years, and if the interest rates and say they are or the CDs do, then you make them up with $100,000.
I think for these changes, we probably can come in with the money we got.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'd be close.
Yeah. And I think it's just going to have to figure out how we're GCing it or how we're going to do it into there. That's the only thing that's going to take in there to try to see so you can be there to answer the question. So the plans we have are pretty close. We just may have to set down ourselves and try to tweak it a little bit. So that
we budgeted some money for that guy, and we got it's like $700 more dollars. For the guy that drew him in the first place.
Yeah, maybe it was like $700.
Yeah. So
I don't know that he could make all those changes for that much, but he might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyway, that's what I found out was there within Efficiency Vermont. I know that either it's going to have to be put on the back burner or we're going to have to figure it out because at this point it'll end up, chances of getting it done this year are going to be slim now in the year.
We probably ain't getting it done this year. Yeah. Anyways.
So if you can get it figured out and get it all in, there, somebody will have to give you. But I think by the town doing it and managing it or somebody getting the project manager, at least they'll be able to...
That'll save us a little bit of money.
And then if it goes into there and then you get it bid out for... Get it out again in January, your dollar figures will be fairly close to
everything. Well, if you talk to a couple concrete guys, see what they get. I mean, you ain't got to do it all. You know, if you get the right price on a concrete guy. Have at it. You just cover it up with a tarp or something.
Well,
just do it a chunk at a time until you get it done.
You could shell it up, rough it up.
You could get a few carpenters to come in and lay that floor down and get them two walls up and get the trusses and stuff on it.
I think you get it weather tight. That's all it is. Just weather tight with some house wrap on it in there, then you could go, then you could figure it out what you want to do if it didn't end up going that way in there. Yeah. But right. I'd like to see roughly where it's at in there to see what the cost would be for if we can get by with that. But it looks like, and I didn't have a chance to get back. Like I said, I was on the phone for this guy for a while the other day. So if somebody wants to call to see, I don't know, or get online to see if you can see what that's saying.
There. Yeah, I wrote it down here, so I'll.
It's, so what?
Well, he said it wasn't easy.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Instead of me writing it down, because I wanna get rid of these. I got a lot of notes on here.
Okay. Got it.
So can you just email it to me or something?
You want me to email you that tonight then?
No, just email me that number.
The code number.
The code number.
Right, sure I have the right code number.
CBES and C402.0.
And then he said something about it comes up. You may have to put dash.
Dot one.
Okay.
So I'll look it up.
VT or something in here.
And I got a couple of guys I can call asking too about is this the right thing?
Should you want me to write down the phone number then too for you?
No, that's Efficiency Vermont. I already talked to them. Versus our contact for them.
But, you know, you're going to shrink the walls 2 inches, put the foam on the outside,
and then
you got to put a finish board on it.
Yeah.
So you may have to shrink it 2.5 inches because of what the finish board, and then you want your...
We're going to have this, our foundation, we're all done with the foam on it. We'll line it up with this so the building goes right.
Be straight outside. Make it straight outside so it all looks like one. Yeah. Okay.
And then what do we think anymore? Have you given any more thought on the septic tank? Is that going to happen? I'm just asking, are we still trying to do that?
We can do that.
Wait until we're doing the rest of this other?
It's up to you guys.
Yeah. It needs to be done, right?
It was getting tender, so we talked about doing it. If you want to do that,
I think
we
it's
can
your
jump
time
on that.
When you have time, that's all. I think we just need
to... Is it an old steel one?
Yeah.
It's got planks on it right now.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
I'm tomorrow.
Yeah, so before something happens and you have the time now, whenever you have time, I think that
we'll go
to get
under,
that done so we can
just
get
come
that.
Under building maintenance.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then same way up there, you want to do that this spring up there on that building?
If you have the time.
Do you want us to do that?
Yeah, if you have time.
I think so,
Okay.
I mean, again, it just comes
do
under.
Do you have time to do
under,
it?
Yeah. Comes under town maintenance, right? I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how that works, to be honest with you, but.
Yeah. And then you were going to decide did we think we were going to be able to drop it up to there? Or you think
I'm thinking that's what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then town owns the property
and it's
just wood.
It's just wood.
It's special.
Then you're just going to scuff that off. And they ended up taking the transformer off, right?
Old's gone.
It's gone?
Transformer's gone, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't been up there since.
I haven't been up, so. I've been by, but I didn't really look. It didn't look like anybody done anything up there.
Yeah, maybe not. I thought I looked and saw it gone the other day, but.
No, I mean, we'll clean that all up nice, and then that way there, when we're done, they can keep it mowed, and it'll look good up there.
Yeah.
One other thing before we talked about the fence, right? Is Tim already aware of that in there? Because we were going to try to go some night next week.
So, the fence guys, I'm going to call him in a couple of weeks when it dries up to come install the fence. So we thought maybe if you guys wanted to mark the spot so it goes exactly where you want.
I have some ideas where I think it's the same as you guys did.
But we have got a map somewhere of what we ordered fence for. So you can't like add a bunch of stuff to it.
No, I understand.
But this is what we ordered fence for. It was a corner, and a couple of pieces across.
Of things,
and then
some in between.
Right. Yeah. Basically, we
winds up with this trees.
I said this here. They put this here, but... The beach property comes right up through here. So this line, basically, you're going to come right straight off that sand up through.
Yeah.
And then, so then from wherever these pins it,
and then these,
Butch put in.
These would line up. And I think these should be lined up with that tree line back from the beach further.
Like this one is.
Yes, more like that.
Oh, yeah, that's probably rough drawing.
Yeah,
that's where I thought.
Yeah.
We can take some orange paint.
He's going to bring his thing.
You can walk right along with a trigger and just spray it.
Yeah.
But that line of trees already makes a nice.
Yeah. And same way on the other side. We want to make sure that people weren't blocking.
20 feet, what we added.
Yeah.
Add it right along.
20, 25. I think it was 25.
We'll bring your tape measure too.
Okay.
So next week we got 5 o'clock already with Camp Road.
You guys, for the beach, you guys can meet whenever. It's not a meeting as long as you don't discuss anything else.
All we're doing is just laying that out.
Yeah. It's not a meeting.
Okay.
We could talk about it Tuesday night.
Let's talk about it Tuesday.
You know, and see, I'll try to make some night that works. If it does, work for you, okay? If it's, you know, it's a decent night, cause it's light enough now. Yeah, I can make it in there.
I can get here, but usually, if I know, I can get here by 5, reasonable.
Yeah. Well, I can, whatever, it doesn't make it 5 or 6, whatever. You don't have to rush it, it's up to Rick, whatever. But it won't take us, I don't think, long up there, because we know roughly what we're doing.
We know what we're doing, kind of.
Yeah.
We've gone over it enough times, we should know. I got to take that, the old lawnmower up there sometime. I got it, the oil all changed, and the air filter and fuel filter all changed in it. So I'm just going to hose it off from the dust and stuff that's been in the garage, and I didn't put the deck on it, so I'll take it up, and I'll put the deck inside the building, and the old one I have to stay outside, or I'll put it under the lean-to.
The new one.
No, the new one's inside. I already took that
out. You got to take the old one up there, use it to haul.
Pam did ask me today when she could bring her camper, mostly because she has kids and stuff, and she's working, and she wants them to kind of have a place to go inside.
It's going to dry out.
Well, I told her I double checked with you guys, but I know last year you were kind of asking for the beginning of May anyway, so we called it the beginning of May.
We did. We should make sure it's dry. We'll know when we go up there,
How soggy it is. That's why we didn't.
And I also told her, I said it's all about the lawn, so it really depends on what it looks like up there.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Because they can't move their camper in until 15th. The weekend before the 15th.
Well, the campers,
the campers can.
Yep.
Usually, Bob never moved his in until, like, the 1st of May. Because that's when his contract starts.
Yeah.
And that's why I told her.
Long as dry enough, I'm sure.
And then we've got the water guy all set up for that. It must be to come at what?
Yes. My apologies. I forgot to put it in your packet, so I made an executive decision. It was $300 more from last year because I asked him to do the well this year and to make sure all those things are on the faucets.
He's going to get there in time before the 15th and make
He was actually going to try to do it next week, and then I was surprised, that's kind of early. Then he emailed me, said, the weather. He's like, I'll do it if you want. I said, nope,
wait till
weeks.
Because we don't want the lawns all cut up, because you start going down there.
I poked around a little at my place. I ain't getting out there, cut them trees till.
And the testing, they're going to be able to do that too?
They'll do the first
right
test.
Where
and
we're
then
sugar,
you won't have to do as much.
Back
as
you
still.
And you can tell right where we're backing up the vehicle.
That's
I clean it all up anyway because the nose goes up through there.
Yeah,
it's tough right in.
Yeah.
Still soggy. I got round the end of my garage all mud. All right, so town office edition's been beat to death. We have another. We just got done other.
Unless you guys have anything else.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. We are adjourned. Thank you.